And if you've been to fill up your car at the gas station lately, you may have noticed it's costing more. The national average is $2.87 for a gallon of regular, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And that's a stark difference from a year ago when gas averaged less than $1.80. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, gas prices have been rising steadily for a few months now. So what's going on? Why are the prices going up?
Well, the main issue is simply that life is sort of returning back to normal. Restrictions from the pandemic are being eased. More people are getting vaccinated. And that means more people are commuting to work or driving for leisure, taking vacation. And that's really created a big upswing in demand. And really not just for gasoline at the pump, but people are booking more flights now, too. And that jet fuel competes for the same crude oil that is refined in the gasoline. And on top of all this, Colm, OPEC is really keeping a lid on supplies globally. So that's helping to keep that price of crude oil pretty firm. And that translates back then into the gasoline market.
I see. So we can't just blame that blockage in the Suez Canal, though I'm sure that didn't help. But, you know, not every place is feeling this equally, Mike. I mean, California has the highest average in the country, $4 a gallon. Where else are we seeing big surges?
So prices are rising pretty much everywhere. Nationally, if you look at prices from AAA, gasoline is up almost 30% since the end of 2020 and up more than 60% since this time last year. Remember, that's when the lockdowns were at their most strict and many fewer people were driving. When it comes to California, they've hit $4 a gallon, which is very high. But that state tends to have higher prices in general, simply because it has tighter environmental regulations. And California and some other states also require what are called summer blends due to environmental regulation. And that type of gasoline is just simply more expensive than the winter blends, Colm.
So listen, I mean, we can complain about the prices getting higher, but people will really be griping if they can't get a gallon of gas. And yet we may be looking at a fuel shortage this summer, Mike, partly because we're reading that there's a shortage of qualified tanker truck drivers. What's going on there?
Right. So the National Tank Truck Drivers Association issued a report basically warning that there could be a shortage of drivers this summer. And these are tricky jobs to fill because you need a special license to drive a gas truck. A simple 18-wheeler license doesn't work. But I think it speaks to a bigger issue about how this return to sort of a normal post-pandemic life is creating a lot of mismatches in supply and demand in many other parts of the economy as well. For example, computer chip are in great shortage. Semiconductors used in everything from cars to computers to our phones. So there's a big upswing in prices there. And I think in this case, this shows that there is still sort of a mismatch in the labor market, that some jobs are having a hard time finding workers to fill them.
It's kind of a delicate balance, isn't it? On the one hand, the higher prices can be a sign of the economic recovery, but if it gets too high, then it can have some bad economic consequences as well, which I know you'll have your eye on. That's Mike Regan. He's a senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always for your time.
Thank you, Colm.